On that note, Jared Duffy from Tarpa, very good morning to you. How are you, mate?
Morning, team. Yeah, I'm good. Some weird combinations out there.
What's the weirdest combo you've gone for, Duff?
No, I'm pretty basic, Loz. Yeah. If I don't like the sound of it, it's not going into my mouth.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you, Duff.
I can't imagine someone eating it.
Licorice and eggs?
Yeah, licorice and egg.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I just can't imagine putting that in my mouth at the same time.
No. I had a mate that used to have tomato sauce on everything, and I mean everything.
Yeah.
Even his cereal.
Oh,
that's weird.
What?
That's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's habit. That's not taste.
Yeah.
No, that's weird. That's what that is.
Ooh. Well, talking about weird, can the Dolphins win against Manly? Because they're the outsiders I'm expecting in this game. And not that it'd be weird, but I think it'd be an upset, as the market would suggest.
Good segue.
Just a mini upset. Mini upset, $2.
I didn't know where I was going there for a while. I had to recover. I had to pivot quickly. Yeah.
You got there.
Yeah, got there. Yeah. Got there in the end.
Okay. Well, they're outsiders, but only slight. $2.10. Manly $1.74. So clearly there's not much in that. And they'll have a big home crowd there tonight. So I can't see why they can't win. There's been a few moves across the weekend. There's been a little bit of interest in Parramatta to beat the Broncos tomorrow night. At 3:15 they are now. Brisbane 137, 9.5. But there's been two massive moves, probably the biggest moves of the year so far. Jeez. On Monday morning, St George Illawarra were 165 to beat South. They're $1.48 now, and South at 2.65. That line 6.5 points. And I think we just got this one wrong. Melbourne v Cronulla on Monday morning. Melbourne Storm were $1.48 and Cronulla 2.65. I think that start was 5 or 6. Well, it's now $1.90. Take your pick. It's all one-way traffic for the Sharks.
Wow. What about AFL tonight, Daff?
Not much in this one either, Clarkey. Carlton did touch 2.05 at one stage yesterday. They're back into $2. Melbourne at $1.80. So price-wise, that could go either way. There's been a couple of other moves or important matches for the weekend. Doubleheader tomorrow night, take note. In the second one, Freo at home to Sydney. Freo $2.20, the Swans $1.67. The Giants have got a tricky one. They take on Essendon. You never know what you're going to get with Essendon, but they are the slight outsiders at $2.35, the Giants $1.60. And the other one of interest is, well, we know Brisbane got that win last week, but unfortunately they've lost a few troops. And they travelled to Adelaide, who were really good in the showdown 2 weeks ago. And Adelaide $1.70 and Brisbane there at $2.15.
Who are you tipping tonight, Lots? Carlton or Melbourne?
Carlton.
Yeah, I'm Melbourne. Gee, what about that game?
Just say that to Narc Loz every week.
Well,
no.
I think he's too high. I think he's not high enough on Melbourne. Because you have said
no, I'm not. No.
Oh, he's had a massive turnaround on Carlton as well, hasn't he? Remember him last season.
Yeah, and was I
you
right?
Hated them.
Was I right?
Well,
I didn't hate them. I just said they couldn't win the
comp. You hated them. It was personal. It's like Cronulla. It's like you and the Sharks. It's personal.
It's not personal. I just give an opinion on if I think they can win or not. And I think Carlton can win it this year, even though, because I think their best football is better than a lot of teams.
I
think it's a better style of footy, if they get it right, than Melbourne's.
They've got a more functional forward line. I think they're a bit more consistent, those two guys, Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay, than some of those other forward
What'd
lines.
What do you say then, Daff? Functional forward line. I'll use that.
Note taken.
Functional forward line. Next do time I'm talking AFL at the pub, Daff, that's what I'll be using.
Do I get royalties for that sort of stuff?
No, but, okay. But I'll let you know when I've used it and see what the reaction was.
Okay,
Rugby tomorrow night, the Reds taking on the Rebels.
They do, and the Reds are pretty short. The Rebels have had a horror season, haven't they? The Reds are $1.15, and the Rebels at $5.20, a line there of 13.5 points. And Saturday night, we've got the Waratahs and the Brumbies in action, and the Waratahs, a big price, $3.80. Brumbies $1.26, and that line 9.5 points.
Yeah, gee, they've got some personnel dramas, the Waratahs. Now, today, Game 2, Eastern Conference semi-finals, Madison Square Garden will be rocking the Knicks and the Pacers.
And the market, well, as has been the case with a lot of these playoffs, hasn't really moved too much. New York Knicks $1.52, Indiana $2.60. The line was 4.5, it's now 5.5 points. And we've got tomorrow's matches up. And Minnesota-Denver, what about that one, Mido? Minnesota lead 2-0.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah, they're at home on Saturday, and they're $1.52 to beat Denver at $2.60.
Denver are gone.
Yeah.
No, I don't reckon they'll be turning around. This could end up being a sweep. There you go. Mm,
okay. Jeez, well, they're out to $15 now. Actually, Minnesota, who were 15 or 16 before to win the NBA, before the playoffs got underway, they're into 375 second picks now on the back of that with Boston at 190.
He's a star, that Edwards, isn't
he?
He's an unbelievable player. Hey, Daff.
Yeah.
You must have mentioned on this program before that you like eating weird steaks or something, do you? Because there's a number of text messages that have come in about...
Have I told this story? Daff
about the steak combo.
Haven't I told your story before?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
Go for it.
You might have, struggle, but not to me.
I struggle to do anything at all domestically, Loz. Right. And I mean anything at all. Anyway, the bride went away, and as she does, she stocks up the fridge, which is normally a waste of time. But one night, I took the gamble and said I'd cook a steak. Mm. So I cooked a steak in the pan on the grill on the stove, mm. and even went the extra leg and cooked some tomatoes and eggs in it. So I'm sitting down eating it, and I thought, geez, that tastes funny. I'll give it another crack. So I had another crack, and it was worse. So I went back out to the kitchen, and you know how you have those cans of canola oil and that,
yeah.
that you spray in the bottom of the pan before you... Okay.
Yeah.
It would make sense to me that the can beside the oven or the stove would be the oil. So when I did it, I didn't have my glasses on, mm. and I just grabbed it and did it.
No.
It was more teen.
Oh,
let me tell you this, boys. If you're ever going to cook a steak, don't cook any more teen.
Daff, how bad your eyesight as well, for starters? Even without your glasses, can you not tell the difference in a can of oil and a can of more teen?
Not at the time.
What about when you sprayed it?
rather large error. She was in Melbourne out with some family and friends at a night out. And I rang her up and gave her a spray for leaving
the, her fault.
For leaving the martini
beside. God.
And, of course, the whole world knew about it within 5 minutes.
Did the house catch on fire or what?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's as good as I've heard.
One thing, I can see why flies don't like martini. It's pretty ordinary stuff to eat.
Oh,
that's
wow.
a true story.
Oh, that is funny. That's hilarious.
Gave her a spray. I love it.
It's your fault, not mine.
It's the missus' fault for sure.
How can you leave the martini there?
Oh, it shouldn't have been there. Do you want any more?
No, that's enough.
Wow. Okay, see ya.